Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And then Tim May from Letterman Row was also with us. We just talked to him, and he had some, just really interesting stuff about what's going on with the Buckeyes and, the legacy of the Smith family, which is going to increase if Jeremiah's brother decides to come to Ohio State. He's got an offer from Miami, too, so we'll see what happens. But Ohio State officially offered him just the other day. I'm always fascinated by these announcements that kids make on social media. I've been offered by. Remember, now it used to just be. Well, I'm going to, or I've decided to, or this is the hat I'm going to wear. Now it's I've been offered. Where? What?
I don't know where things got off the rails, but they're completely off the rails. I got to talk about Tim May for a second, just
sure,
because.
Yeah.
And I meant that when I said that to him. It was always so refreshing when he would walk into the room when he would be up here on assignment with the dispatch and. Obviously, Tim is a character, and he comes across that way on the radio. I wish people that knew him like I know him as the diligent reporter that he is, the connections that he makes with every person that he's around, that he covers, the respect that he has gained through many years on the beat. He is one of a kind.
I spent a number of years, the great part about working in Columbus at the time, the Wolf family that owned like all the media down there, Channel 10, Dispatch, BNS Radio, among other things, a major bank still to this day, that WBNS, that B stands for banks, my friends, that when they had a plane that we would take to all the Big Ten games on Saturday morning. We'd all meet out at the airport in the morning. It was a King Air, right? And it was always, the plane was separated by, for the most part, the newspaper guys, the TV guys, and then the radio guys. We all sat in kind of like one, two, three.
It's like the lunch tables.
It's the lunch table at school.
Cafeteria, right.
But the great part is, so like I would always sit up close towards Tim, and these had propellers on them, right? So we would always laugh because it would just, at least once a season, the pilot would come out and they'd be skeptical about Jim Lachey and Jim Karsatos at the time, rest his soul, that they would sit at the back of the plane, and the back of the plane would be way down. As we all sat in the front of the plane.
It out a little bit,
so
yeah.
We had the guys had to sit on certain sides of the
plane,
so they made those guys go. Comforting
before you're taking off when they're worried about the balance of the plane, right?
No, and like you'd land at Penn State, and it was like the hardest landing of all time. But you think about how lucky you are that you get to fly on a private plane and just fly over for a game and then come back.
Yeah.
For all those Ohio State Saturdays, and Tim is a fantastic writer, just absolutely fantastic. So always a pleasure to have him on the show. Can we talk about the Guardians here for a second? So the Guards, coming off there, or they're still out west. They will be in Sacramento for the first time ever in the team's history as they take on the A's. But it seems like the A's are the nomad baseball team where you don't even see the word Sacramento in the standings. It just says A's, which is very bizarre to me. Just your thoughts on where the Guardians are right now. They took two in San Francisco, which I think it was kind of what the doctor ordered. Let's see what's coming up next.
I agree with you. I thought it was, as I mentioned earlier, I thought it was positive that they got some good starting pitching. Vogt leaned on his bullpen like he did all last year. They won a couple of close games, right? Yesterday they bring the Festa kid who's been in some high leverage situations, and then he brings in Enright after him, which he kind of had to do because he had kind of burned, Gaddis and Clase and Heron and Cade Smith the 2 days before with a long road trip. You got to keep that in mind, right?
Right.
So they put Enright in a high leverage situation, gives up a double down the line, two run double. They can't pull it out, but I thought overall that the Guardians got back to being themselves a little bit over that three game span. I think the good thing for them is that, while they've been struggling, so has the whole Central.
Yeah.
Like nobody's been playing well, including the Tigers, who have like a 9.5 game lead right now.
Right.
But they've been struggling as well. And so, you're hanging in there. You're in second place. Still some major problems with this lineup though, Andy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Difficult to score. Again, as I mentioned earlier, your margin for error is so thin on a game-to-game basis just because you can't get any production. Now, I guess the good thing is that when you look back at their last game here on their most recent homestand, you know, they knocked the heck out of the ball, right? Scored 11 runs, I think.
Maybe the heat ball.
Maybe the warmer weather. As you guys know, you know, the warmer weather in this ballpark makes a huge difference, right? The ball carries differently. Those I don't have to tell you, those games in April and May in that ballpark can be really tough to.
It's funny, we're not talking about the way the stadium was revamped this year with the wind tunnel. No one's really talking about that at all. Because they haven't scored enough runs to make you want to talk about it.
And it hasn't been warm enough to even talk about that at all. So by and large, I've been, you know, more positive over the last couple of days. Now, that's not to say that they haven't got a long way to go. And there's still some major issues with this lineup. I mean, you know, you're still getting this unbelievable year out of Jose Ramirez. And Stephen Kwan is still the one of the best leadoff guys in the game, but there's problems throughout.
I thought yesterday, despite the fact they lost 2-1, that was huge for Kwan because he hadn't had a hit since last Friday.
No, he's been struggling a little bit.
He had 2 hits against Seattle on Friday night, and he was 0 for the trip after that until yesterday where he came up with three hits. It was 3 for 4.
And to your point, it was the lack of those quality at bats you usually get out of him, right? I mean, there were some lazy flies to left field. I think Chris Jimenez mentioned it yesterday that he pulled the ball in one of his first at bats, which was a good sign. Like he was at least able to get around on something and wasn't having those little silly flyouts to left field. So, hey, look, still a long way to go. I know everybody kind of looks at the All-Star break as a juncture in a season, and rightly so. I think by then you have a good sense of what your team's identity is and what your weaknesses and what your strengths are. And, if this team is serious about making a legitimate run and building off of what they did last year, they're going to have to make a move or two at the deadline. It's as simple as that.
They're in Sacramento, right? And it's weird because you're talking about a place and in Tampa, I think we get it because we saw the roof come off the stadium. And who knows what's going to happen? Sounds like they're going to get bought by someone from Jacksonville.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on still down with them.
Jeff and I had this conversation
about...
They
move to Jacksonville?
Yeah, why couldn't they move to... Jeff's like, Jacksonville can't handle that. They can't do that. Why would anybody want to do that? They need to stay in Tampa. And I'm like...
They could become the Jacksonville Tampa Rays and become like the Kansas City Omaha Kings and play in two different ballparks. Who knows?
Remember, they were talked about that. I remember having Brian Anderson saying that, they talked about... Perhaps playing some games in Montreal.
Anything's possible.
I don't know. And they are having trouble drawing folks.
And to your point, the A's have not played well in this new temporary home of theirs, right? While it's being built in Vegas. I think they've got 14 wins or something. So this is a good weekend for the guards to maybe, get their feet under them a little bit more and come home, really feeling good about themselves.
I wonder how that's going to play out, too. I wonder how that plays out in Vegas for baseball.
Oh, I think it'll be fine. I mean, there's so much money in baseball. There's so, it's still a growing populace. I think people are hungry for baseball. We wondered what hockey would be like there, and they won a Stanley Cup quickly, didn't they?
That's true. It just seems...
It's odd. I know.
It just feels weird.
Yeah.
Hey, I want you to know you can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel and watch all of the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan each and every weekday. I'm going to talk about sports and frustration when we come back. We'll do that. Baskin and Phelps, Tom Withers is in today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.